Music from Snow Patrol, that is Chasing Cars, coming from the release Eyes Open. Before that, Tom Petty gave us I Won't Back Down. Read a really interesting little article. Tom Petty was supposed to be a part of this book about Bob Dylan, because Bob Dylan is really, really kind of quiet about his personal life. And they were going to interview Tom Petty and have him talk a little bit about Bob Dylan. But because Bob Dylan is such a private individual, Tom Petty has decided that he's not going to be a part of the book. He's not going to allow himself to be interviewed about Bob Dylan.
You know, they were in the Traveling Wilburys together.
Yeah, of course.
That was a great group
of
guys.
That was amazing. George Harrison.
Yeah, from the Beatles.
Bob Dylan.
Yep.
Tom Petty.
That's right.
And Jeff Lynne of ELO.
And Roy Orbison.
And Roy Orbison, of course. Yeah. Oh my goodness. Yeah. An all-star musician.
Exposé, by the way. Great 80s band as well.
Seasons, of course. I know Exposé. Are you kidding? I am a total child of the 80s.
It's 7:46. It's 70 degrees right now, warming up to about 99, according to KOLD. And the allergy pollen count today, it's in the medium area with a lot of olive and ragweed and mulberry. Just enough to tickle the nose.
Just enough. We are joined in the studio by Don and John with our movie night traffic light. Good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good morning. We're doing super. You guys doing all right?
We're doing great. Really, really well.
Great. You
talking about new movies in theaters this weekend.
Yeah, we got a couple this week. The first one is called The X, which personally inspiring to me because, you know, it showed me that just because nobody in Hollywood reads your script, that doesn't mean they're not going to make a movie out of it.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you, nobody read the script beforehand.
Well, the X stars Zach Braff, and he's married to Amanda Peet. They're headed to the Burbs because he needs to get a job and go to work for her father. Well, Jason Bateman also works for her father, but Jason and Amanda, they went to high school together, and he wants to steal her away from Zach.
Oh.
Well, he uses his handicap, though, because he's in a wheelchair to get away with a bunch of schemes to impress her and to humiliate Zach at work. And here's a clip of him making Zach look stupid in a meeting.
Me, Tom Riley.
Riley, is it? You have Irish blood in you by any chance?
I have a wee bit of the leprechaun in me.
Are you making fun of me?
I'm sorry. I thought that was a fake accent.
Why?
I don't know.
That was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate.
That was unfortunate indeed.
Very unfortunate.
See,
actually.
And I watched the you know, the whole trailer, and I thought it looked really funny.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
You guys know.
So is the trailer full of all the funny parts? Is that what it is?
Well, that clip, it's pretty much that's the movie antic after antic, but there's no real ending or anything.
Yeah, they kind of did just that. Put all the funny parts in the trailer. You know, I really like Zach Braff, but probably not enough to sit through the guy's home movies, and that's kind of what this felt like. I mean, it's just him being silly, which is funny at times, but there's no real rhyme or reason to it. There's no actual story to it, and the characters are all, you know, laughable, and trust me, not in the good way. Although I did like Jason Bateman from that clip. I mean, that's the kind of sarcastic, funny, devious guy he is. He's a pretty funny guy, I think.
He's really funny. He was recently in, I'm forgetting the name of the movie.
Was he in Smoking?
Of the show. Yeah, he's funny. He's a great actor.
He's in that Arrested Development on TV.
Arrested Development, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, he's brilliant in that. He's just a funny guy. But his character in this is a little too weird. And, you know, they got to stop using the focus groups or marketing companies or whatever to name these movies. I mean, this movie was originally named Fast Track, which is about the only title that would make less sense than what they went with, The X. I mean, if you ask me, they could have named it, like, The X Lax, because it's so bad it made my stomach hurt.
Oh, seriously. No.
And that was not a pretty sight at all. So on our movie night traffic light, we are going to rate The X a red. This is not good. The trailer really is the best part, so just watch that and you're good.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Perfect.
X-Lax, by the way, it's not supposed to make your stomach hurt. It's supposed to make your stomach feel better.
Yeah, you got to go through some pains before you get it's like
we digress. We digress. What else is happening in the movie world?
Next, we got the movie 28 Weeks Later, which I think is sponsored by JetBlue, because every time you look up one of their arrival times, that's what it says.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, if JetBlue were in this town, that'd be hilarious. We'd be dying right now.
Yeah. Well, I didn't actually see the first movie, 28 Days Later, but you don't have to figure out what's going on in this movie. There's this virus that makes people crazed killers in London, and the authorities take over, they quarantine everybody, and they just wait for them to die. Well, 28 weeks later, they decide to repopulate London, which might not be the best idea because they think the virus is gone, but then they find a survivor.
Ooh.
Here's the doctor talking to the survivor, trying to figure out how she did it and if she's a threat.
I apologize for these precautions. It's standard protocol when dealing with any survivors. Though we haven't had to do it for a while. The last survivor we came across was over 2 months ago. Can you tell me anything about how you managed to keep alive why you were gone so long? Have you come into direct contact with the infected?
I want to see my children.
So she's lost her children.
She has, and you can tell now the virus is back, and that means it's a full-on battle because the army, the only way they're going to get rid of it is to kill everybody, but the twist is there's a couple kids that might have the answer to, for everybody's survival, but the army wants them dead too.
Ooh.
Unlike Don, you know, I'm a total professional, so I actually did see the first movie. Like that one. Love this one. In terms of story, I mean, the first one, 28 Days Later, this one really is kind of a remake of it. I mean, same basic premise, but with a few extra twists thrown in to keep it interesting. But in terms of the actual filmmaking, this may be one of the most amazing movies ever. I mean, just the way it's shot with the perfect music at the right time and brilliant use of special effects. It's incredibly intense, realistic, absolutely horrifying in times. Now, it does get very, very graphic, probably to the point of being gratuitous. But, I mean, overall, this is just an absolutely ingenious piece of film work. These guys, I'm not sure who these guys are, but they can make, like, your wedding video terrifying, you know, if it's not already.
Okay.
And John's right, though. It's extremely graphic, gory, violence, lots of that. But for that kind of movie, you could not ask for any movie to be done better. So on our movie night traffic light, we're actually rating 28 Weeks Later a green.
Okay.
A green light.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. It is. The way they did this is really impressive. In fact, we're going to be at Elcon tonight. So if you want to go see the 7:30 showing, we'll put you on TV and you can tell us what you thought of the movie.
All right, Elcon tonight at 7:30. Not sure if anybody heard you because the mics aren't working right, but we'll get those working for you next. We'll get those working for you next week. A quick movie that you could rent this weekend that I saw that I just wanted to bring up to you guys. Maybe you saw this. Mm-hmm. Kiss Kiss Bang Bang.
Love that movie. That was one of our favorite movies of all
great?
Last year.
Robert Downey Jr.
That's probably my favorite movie of all time as far as comedies go.
And Val Kilmer. That is such a great movie.
Kiss Bang Bang. I will rent that this
weekend. Yeah, I thought Robert Downey Jr. may be the funniest guy in movies today. And if you watch that with the commentary, it's fantastic.
Okay, great.
And it's directed by Joel Silver, I think, isn't it? Isn't that right? I think he's a lot of those 80s movies?
Yeah. I'm not sure who directed it, but he's brilliant as well. And when you watch the commentary, it's just fantastic what all that went into it.
So you can learn more about Don and John at MovieNightTrafficLight.com, also right through our website, 929themountain.com, and catch their TV show, Movie Night Traffic Light, on the CW. That's happening at 12:30 tomorrow on Saturday.
Right. Sponsored by Marshall's Jewelers, and we may have some Shrek tickets.
Ooh, very fun. We actually have a family four-pack of Shrek tickets that we're going to give away in just a bit.
Yeah, we need those.
Right here. Music is ahead for you from KT Tunstall, and we'll hear from Peter Gabriel next with Salisbury Hill on the Mountain.